And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight, well, we're going to try a wine that we haven't tried. Well, we're going to have to try one that we haven't tried before, of course, but we're going to try a type of wine that we haven't tried on the show in a long time. This is a what's known as a GSM, a Grenache, Syrah, and Mourvèdre. And this is kind of a blend. It's a blend. But this one's a little bit different, and I've heard some pretty good things about it. We're going to try it out tonight and see how it fares. And we're also going to pair it with some food and see how it does with that as well. My lovely wife, she has prepared a nice little selection of foods that should go pretty well with this wine, provided the wine is pretty well. I don't know. We're going to try it out for the first time. Also, we're going to try a beer, a lager. This is going to be a lager called Rewine. This should be very interesting. Never tried it before. I'm going to try it tonight. And you know what? We're going to try a couple of different things. I know that we haven't been doing the stream for a few weeks, and I'm going to explain a little bit about that. Anyone in the chat who's interested, there's a reason for it, a couple of reasons for it, actually. And I'm going to explain that as we go along. We're also going to toast some national days. We've got a lot of national days to toast, so we're going to toast them tonight. And I hope you will join me for that. Also a couple of things. We've got a new film to show you. I have a new film to show you, one that's never been seen on the internet before. So I hope you'll join me for that as well. I think you'll enjoy it. And, well, we're going to do the usual chat stuff in the chat and just have a good time. So I hope you'll join me for all of that. If you're joining me for the first time or the 211th time, because this is the 211th episode of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, this is a stream of consciousness kind of show. I do have show notes, and they're right here in front of me. I was just referring to them just a few moments ago. But I don't always follow them verbatim. We go off the beaten path quite a bit, especially when things get going in the chats, because the show is not about me. I'm just here to entertain you a little bit and just kind of keep things moving. But the show's not about me. The show's somewhat about the wine and the beer when we have it, and the coffee when we have that. But this show is really about something more important than all of that. The show is really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, just sitting back, relaxing with our favorite libations, our favorite snacks, whatever they are, and just kicking back together and having a good time. That's what this show is all about. Now, you can join me here live in the chats tonight on Saturday night. And I'm going to show you where you can join me here live on the chats. Let me pull that up for just a moment. Yeah, I've got it right here. You can join me live on the chats on Saturday Night Wine Stream on Facebook. The Facebook page is Drink with Rick. On YouTube, the YouTube channel is at Drink with Rick. Twitch. The Twitch channel is twitch.tv/drinkwithrick1. Drink with Rick and the number one. Just it's all one word. Twitter. We're not really doing this on Twitter right now. I'd like to, but we don't have a way to stream it on Twitter. But you can tweet me there, and I will respond in kind when I get a chance to do that. That's at Drink with Rick. Odyssey, we are live on our channel on Odyssey. Odyssey is odyssey.com/@drinkwithrick7. Just all one line there. And the website, you can watch live on the website. We don't have a chat going there, but you can watch live on the website at drinkwithrick.com. And in fact, let me go to the, let me scroll down to the webpage here a little bit. And let me get to the webpage. Yeah, we are live there, I think. Go to the Saturday Night Wine Stream page. Actually, if you go to the, where are we? The live one. Well, there we are. We're live. So if you click on this post for tonight's episode, you will see a little comment box down below where you can add your comment. We don't have a live chat going, but we do have the comment box. If you type in your comment at drinkwithrick.com and on that page, I will respond in kind. It won't be right away, but it will be at some point. I will do that after the show, and I'll read your comments on the show in a future episode. All right, so that's what we've got going on there. Also, the podcast. I don't want to forget about the podcast. The podcast, let me try the, where am I, find out where I put the podcast. Here it is. The podcast goes out at Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern. And you can listen at any time, day or night or in between, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, for not much longer, actually, because Stitcher Radio is going down. It's going to be no more towards the end of this month. I think it's August 28th, I think, or 18th, one of the two. It will be going down soon, but you can listen in all these other venues, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Amazon Music, and PodcastIndex.org, and also by email. Now, if you go to drinkwithrick.com, click on the subscribe page, click on the little buy email button, put your email address into the little space there for it, and send it off to me. You will get the latest episode of Drink with Rick, the podcast, as soon as it comes out, and no salesman will call. It's just for that. Also, you know, you can buy me coffee if you want to, or two or three. It helps support the show. Please, you can like and subscribe and follow me on Twitch and YouTube and Odyssey and Facebook and all those great places if you want to. There's no obligation to do that, but if you would, that would really help support the show. It would be much, much appreciated if you can do that. But there's no hard and fast rule to do that. I know a lot of folks watch passively and watch from other venues where they can't really necessarily do that. And that's okay. That's quite all right. But if you can, and if you can do that, it would be much appreciated. I'm not one for begging for subscriptions and likes and things like that, because I feel like if I'm delivering some value to you, if you're enjoying the show, if I'm entertaining you, if we're having a great discussion in the chat, you'll do it on your own. I know the statistics are that 80% of people that watch the show don't ever click on subscribe or whatever. You know, it's a personal choice. It's a personal choice. So I understand that. But I really do appreciate it when you do. And it's great. I really do like that. And it helps to keep things going. Gives me a reason to keep on going on this show, I guess. So that's what we have going on there. And anyway, let's get to the wine. Enough of the self-promotion and all that kind of stuff. Let me check the chats first before we get started. My lovely wife, Cheese, in the chat on YouTube. She says hello, and hello right back at you to my lovely wife, Chi. And I am glad you're here. And I've got to send her a nice little lovely emoji. Let's see what one I can find. Oh, yeah, there's one. Okay, I'll send her that one. You guys didn't see it, but it's all right. you can imagine what it was. Let's see, check on chats. Everything that we've got, folks watching on Twitch, if you jump in on Twitch and say hi and tell me how you're doing. Tell me what you're drinking or not drinking, or what you like to be drinking, or what you'd like to see me drinking. And if I can afford a bottle of it, and if I can find it anywhere, I'll see if I can buy one and drink it along with you. I have received a lot of recommendations in the past. Some of them I've been able to find the drinks, the wines and beers and ciders and that sort of thing. Sometimes it's difficult for me to find them in my area, and sometimes I'm still looking for some of them, actually. My sister Penny sent me a recommendation some time back for a wine called Fiore. I've been looking around for the better part of a year for that because she gave it a really nice review herself, and she said, you got to try this wine. I've been looking around for it. I can't find it anywhere. No one around here in North Carolina or South Carolina carries it, so there you go. Maybe one of these days. Okay, so let me introduce the wine. This is what we have tonight to drink with. This is called Pontificus. It's Pontificus, and as I mentioned before, this is a GSM wine. And GSM stands for, it's an acronym for Grenache, Syrah, and Mourvèdre. This is a 2020. Now, this is an interesting combination. It's a common enough combination, a blend of different grapes that they have their own acronym for it. So that's what this is. And let me show you first before we get started. Oh, let me show you what my lovely wife, she has prepared for us. This is on camera three. She has prepared some ravioli and a meatball. That should go pretty well with the wine. It's a red wine. And a couple of cheeses. And we have the cheddar, and then we have this other, I think it's another type of cheddar cheese. I'm not familiar with it. Chief, you can refresh my memory on what it is. It's something new. I think she picked it up at Trader Joe's or somewhere. I'm not really sure. And then we have in the middle there, we have, what is that? That's a sunflower. It's upside down at the moment. And it looks like a, is that a bee next to it? Why? I think that is. It's a little bee made out of, it looks like an olive. And I'm not sure what else is on there. It might be cheese or something, but it looks pretty amazing. Really cool. Every week she just outdoes herself again with the presentations, the food presentations, and she does a fabulous job on it. We've missed them for the last few weeks, but she's back. She's back in action tonight, and she's top form as usual there as far as the food presentations are concerned. So we're looking forward to pairing this with the wine. Now, let me show you. Now, this wine has to be chilled, or they recommend to be chilled. So I brought the official Drink with Rick ice bucket tonight. And in the official Drink with Rick ice bucket, I have, aside from the ice, I have this Pontificus wine. Yes, there is something else in there. That's the beer. That's chilling. So we're going to let that continue to chill. We'll try that later. But here is the wine. Now, let me show you. It's pretty chilled. Whoa, I hope I didn't overchill it because it said to serve. I think it said serve at 64 degrees Fahrenheit, I think. But let me show you the picture of the wine again. This is called Pontificus. It's a 2020 Grenache, Syrah, Mourvèdre, or what's known as a GSM. I'm going to read the back of it here. This is the back, and I'm going to read that for you. It's a little bit soggy here, but I can read it. Pontificus Grenache, Syrah. It's Grenache is 45%, Syrah is 35%, and Mourvèdre is 20%. It's Pays d'Arc. This is produced in the Languedoc-Roussillon between sea and mountain from the three local grape varieties, Grenache, 45%, Syrah, 35%, and Mourvèdre, 20%. Pontificus is deep purple in color with aromas of spice, black fruits, and herbs, and a palate of supple yet rich spicy fruit. It is a beautiful representation of the best of the south of France. Enjoy at 64 degrees Fahrenheit with meats in sauce, Mediterranean dishes, marinated game, and cheeses. It's bottled for Abbat Clement, and this is imported by Latitude Wines. And you can find more information about it at latitudewines.com. And there is 14% ABV, alcohol by volume, in this 750 milliliter bottle of wine. And that's what we have going on there. Okay, so let me go ahead and get to opening this bottle. It's dripping around here. Let me clean that up a little bit. Yeah, it's colder than 64 degrees. It's been sitting in that ice bucket for quite a while. Well, hopefully I didn't overchill it. But let's get to opening this wine, shall we? And if you are ready. Now, one of the things that I want to reiterate tonight is I've got a couple things going on. We have the wine. We're going to review a beer. Did I mention this before? I think I forgot. A brand new book. I have a brand new book. My new book is out, and I'm going to introduce it tonight. It's related to one of these items here, but I've got it out tonight, and I want to give away a couple of copies of it, if I can, to folks in the chat. So get in there with me in the chat and participate, because I would love to give these books away. I bought a few copies, advanced copies, to give them out. So I would like very much to do that for free tonight. So get in the chats and say hi, and we'll where's my there's my mechanical corkscrew. Here we go, and we'll give some away here tonight if we can. And I'm excited to show you about it. Also, the film tonight, The Confession. Finally got around to getting that done. Oh, that's a healthy pop. And I'm going to show that film. Hope you'll enjoy that. It's a short film, Super 8. It's never been seen before on the internet. And that smells interesting. All right, let me set that aside. And let's get the aerator in the bottle. All right, the bottle's open. We've got the aerator in the bottle right here. And no displacement. And to hold the grape nectar, I have my trusty Galway Genuine Irish Crystal Glass, given to me by my employers at buy2wayradios.com. And to hold the glass, I have my trusty, the official Drink with Rick coaster. And if you want a free pair, drop a note in the chat, and I will tell you how you can get a pair of these free, because I love to give these things away. All right, let's go ahead and pour a little bit. Pour just a little bit in the glass for starters, because I want to give this a good swirl. So we've got it in the glass. We're going to have a nice swirl, and we're going to put it closer so I can spill it all over me. All right. There we go. Nice, healthy swirl. The purpose of swirling the wine around, yes, that serves a couple of purposes. But one in particular is that it helps to oxygenate the wine. Get that air getting into the wine and help get it aerated and oxygenated and get the aromas going on that wine. And another reason is because, well, it's just fun. Isn't it? Yeah, it's just fun. Okay, enough of that fun. Okay, so we've got that swirling around. We've got it opening up so it'll breathe. And while it's breathing, let's check the chats one more time first, by the way. All right, we're good in the chats. And I've got all these emojis, whatever, sticking up here. How do I get rid of that? I don't know. All right. And while it's doing this, everything looks pretty good so far online. We're everywhere we're supposed to be. So let's learn a little bit more about this wine. All right. So I did a little checking. I purchased this wine because I thought, well, it sounded kind of interesting. Pontificus. And I've been holding, it's been sitting in the back there for quite a while, waiting for the right time, the right moment to open this bottle up. And I'll explain a little bit later why I chose tonight to open this bottle of Pontificus. A couple of reasons. But before we do that, let's find out a little bit more about what this wine is all about. So I checked around on line, and Vivino has it listed. Interesting. I found it a few places, that had it listed. It seems to be a rather well-liked wine. Vivino has it, the Badet Clement Pontificus Red Blend 2020. And the folks there at Vivino, they give it 3.8 stars out of 5 stars. 443 ratings, and this is over, about a period of about, I don't know how many years, but 8-10 years or so. This wine's been around for a while, from what I understand. It's been around for a bit. And it's this particular one, the 2020, is apparently, according to Vivino, is featured in top 25 Languedoc Roussillon red wines in North Carolina right now. So they give it a median price, an average price of all the prices reported, of $7.16 for a 750-milliliter bottle. And I'll get to what I paid for it in just a moment. Before we do that, I'm going to go to Wine Searcher. Wine Searcher has it listed for an average price of $11 a bottle for the 2020 vintage, and they give it 3.5 stars from two user ratings. So there are some reviews. I didn't look at those reviews. I don't know. But apparently it's kind of an average rating. However, checking the prices, Worldwide Wines in Belgium has it for $9.31, including 21% sales tax. Oh, I'm glad I don't live in Belgium right now. 21% sales tax. Het Wijnportaal in the Netherlands, $10.73. And this is, I think, is in U.S. currency. Boonstoppel Wijngen in the Netherlands and Rotterdam, $10.73 plus 21% sales tax. Let me see where else. The French Wine Shop, FDH, the French Wine Shop in Singapore. The French Wine Shop in Singapore, yes. $22.34, including 8% sales tax. That's a little bit closer to what we have for sales tax here. I think we're at 7.5 or something in North Carolina in the United States. Hubert Vorringer, I don't know, IWB Hubert Vorringer in Austria. $22.67 plus 20% sales tax. We've just gone right back up there, haven't we? All right. I don't know why we're getting all the – I don't know. Well, this is worldwide, apparently, a popular wine worldwide. But I will pay, I'll tell you what I paid for it because I have the receipt right here. I have several receipts, by the way. I purchased mine at where else? Trader Joe's. It was a while back, but I purchased it Trader Joe's. I paid for the 750-milliliter bottle of Pontificus. GSM France, $6.99. $6.99 is right there. Yeah. I don't know if you can see it, but it's there. $6.99. And interesting because that's below the median price on both Vivino and on Wine Searcher. So that's interesting. So, could be a very good buy. I don't know. But we're going to try it out in just a moment. Let me check the chats one more time. See what's going on in the chats. Quiet everywhere. I know. I was off for several weeks, and people said, "Wow, Rick, what happened to you for several weeks? And did he go away? Is Drink with Rick no more? Is the Saturday Night Wine Stream done?" No. I just had some issues. I'll explain that in a little bit, but a couple of things going on. But let's see. It looks like we're good for right now, I think. I just want to make sure I'm not missing anyone in the chats. All right, so let's go ahead and give this a tasting because my throat's a little bit dry here, and I'm ready for some wine. And it has been a little while since I've had some wine. So we're going to try some now. Let me give it a little bit of a whiff first. Wow, kind of fruity. And the aromas just go right up the nose. Wow. And right away, it's some blackberry and black cherry. Might be a little hint of tobacco in there. On the aroma. Let me see. Let me give it a taste. Wow, there's a lot going on here. Very smooth wine. It's not, you would think, because it's kind of almost purple in color, very deep ruby red. And not quite purple. They did say on the back kind of purple, but if you look on the back here, it says, where did I see that? I saw that over here somewhere. Black fruits and herbs is what they're saying. Yeah, I'm getting some black fruit in here, but where did I see that? Maybe it was somewhere else. Well, let me try another taste of it. Once again, very smooth, and there is a lot of blackberry in here. Little hint of tobacco, but it is a little on the oaky side, and there is some cherry in here also, which I'm not surprised because we've got a mix of, we've got a blend here of several wines, one of which is usually I get a lot of cherry taste in. Okay, this is a very smooth wine. This tastes very mature. It does not taste like a $7 bottle of wine. It doesn't. This is something that you would expect from a finer wine. So I'm actually pleasantly surprised. This is something I would have expected from a $20 or $30 bottle of wine. And we've had that discussion many times before about how some wines that are $30 a bottle and some that are, that are $6, $7, $8 a bottle, sometimes they're actually the same wine. This does taste like a more expensive wine. It really does. And I'm pleasantly surprised. This wine has a nice long finish, but it's a very smooth one, kind of a graceful finish. It's just a little bit oaky, but it's kind of medium tannin in this wine. I mean, I expect that from red wine, but it's kind of medium tannin. Wow, though, this is a surprisingly nice, smooth, fairly well-refined wine, I should say. I like this. Now, if I can get past my voice, I can enjoy it even more. Well, I'm going to have a little bit more of this wine. Yeah, it has some spices in it as well. Spicy wine. But yeah, it is somewhat oaky. And yes, I can taste a bit of tobacco in this wine. Once again, looking at the back, I'm going to read this again. It says, Pontificus is deep purple in color. I think it's really more of a ruby. Aromas of spice, black fruits, and herbs, and a palate of supple yet rich, spicy fruit. It is that. The herbs, actually, I am getting something for herbs in here, and I can't really pick them out per se right now, but yeah, it's wine with that does taste like it has some herbs in it. But I like this wine. It's rather elegant, I should say. This is not a $6.99 bottle of wine, in my opinion. This is something that that's more like a $20 or $30 bottle of wine, as I said before. So I'm pleasantly surprised and somewhat impressed. This is a wine that I'm probably going to have to go get a couple more bottles of just to keep on hand for company, for guests. Well, I definitely want to try it with the foods. So that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to pair it up with some of the foods. And once again, this is what we have tonight to pair it with. Now, I want to try this, first of all. I want to try this with the meatball. because I think it would go good. I think would go very well with a steak or a burger, but I'm going to try with this meatball because I love these meatballs, by the way. We had it for dinner. Yeah, they're all leftovers. You know, why not? It's always leftovers, right? Let's try it with the meatball, which is somewhat cold by now. Yeah, and we did start the show late. And if you want to know why, I'll tell you why. I wasn't sure that I was going to be able to be ready on time. Oh, wow. Ooh, goes good with a meatball. Yeah, I like that. It's pretty good, pretty decent. But I do have to go easy on this, on all of this stuff. I had a little bit of an issue just before the show because I had some of these meatballs at dinner. So I don't want to go into the details on that, but start a little bit late because it kind of ties into why we missed several episodes. Let me clear the palate. Clear the palette here, and let's go back to camera 3. Camera 3, we've got the ravioli here, and I definitely want to try it with the ravioli. I think this would be really good with the ravioli. Go to camera 2 here. Eat a whole one. Now, once again, I have to be careful with some of this food here tonight. Some things aren't sitting too well with me these days. Ooh. Oh, yeah. I like it with the ravioli. Has some Parmesan cheese on it. So it's pretty good with that. You see that on camera 3. There's some. My wife sprinkled some Parmesan on top of it. Goes pretty well with it, with this wine. Yeah, I like that. Let me go ahead and clear the palate one more time. Let's try it with the cheeses. Go back to camera 3. Let's try it with the cheddar, regular old cheddar cheese. I think this is kind of a medium cheddar, I think. Medium cheddar cheese. It's a nice cheese. Once again, I do have to go easy on this stuff. Fairly nice pairing with the cheddar, although it brings out the slight tobacco flavor and the herbs a little bit more with this cheese. That's very interesting. Clear the palate one more time. Now, we're going to try it with a cheese here that I've never tried before. Go back to camera 3. This is a very interesting looking cheese, and I believe my wife told me it was a cheddar. Looks like some kind of a white cheddar. I don't know for sure what this is. She showed me the package. I don't really recall right offhand what it is. Maybe let me see if she can fill me in on that here in the chat. Let's see. Unless she's fallen asleep. Unless I put her to sleep watching the show. Let me try this cheese. Now, this cheese is very, very different cheese. I'm not sure what's in there. Very interesting cheese. Okay, that I don't know about. I think it's more like more or less the cheese. I'm not sure I'm crazy about this cheese. It might grow on me. like mold on cheese. I don't know. I don't know about that cheese, but I don't know that it goes well with this wine. So I think I'll leave the cheese alone. That particular cheese, I should say. Let me clear the palate one more time. I gotta get that cheese taste out of my mouth a little bit. I mean, it wasn't that awful. It's just I'm not sure. I think I just want to enjoy the wine a little bit on its own merit. All right, so I guess that does it for the tasting. Overall, I think this wine goes pretty well with the food, although I think it would go great with a steak and a burger. And I think it would be okay with some pastas and some very rich French food. Being a French wine, I think this would go well with some really nice French dishes. So, I think that's all right. I like this wine. Very, very smooth. For $6.99, that's hard to beat. It is. It's really hard to beat for $6.99. I'm impressed with it. Now, my lovely wife Chi says cheddar with truffle. So that's what this cheese is. On camera three, cheddar with truffle. So there's truffle in here. I don't know. Don't trifle with the truffle with this wine. It was interesting. It's a white cheddar with truffle. Thank you, G. I appreciate the clarification. I don't know that. Some people like truffles. Some people like. I don't know that that's for me. Now, I'm not really big on truffles, okay? In fact, I don't like a lot of moldy things. I don't care much for mushrooms and things like that. That's just me. Some people love truffles. I guess that's fine. Not really my thing. So I think I'll just leave it at that. But it was interesting. It was an interesting cheese. I'll just leave it at that. All right, let's go back to the chats for just a minute. There are other chats. Facebook is okay, kind of quiet. And let's see, Twitch is quiet tonight. All right, let me explain. And I know that if I miss a few weeks, that kind of people don't know, well, is he going to be here tonight or is he not going to be here tonight? And that does. That hurts your viewership, because they don't know if you're going to be there or not. And then after you're gone for a few weeks, they figure, well, I guess the show's over. And then, kind of have to work to get everybody back and say, hey, here I am. I'm back. And get everybody together. And everyone had, and first of all, I fully understand that, because first of all, I'm a guest. Okay. I'm hosting the show, but I'm a guest in your domain. And, a lot of people, when they miss a few weeks of the wine stream, so we'll move on to a few other things to see what else is going on out there. And, maybe catch back with them later on. I certainly understand that. I don't want to impose on your time or your schedule or anything like that. So what happened to me, then that's why I have to explain that, what's going on and why I had this pretty much this unscheduled break for a few weeks. And the reason is because I had several reasons, but the primary reason was because I had a health issue. And I had to break for a few weeks for that. Now, I had a specific, and I'm not going to get into too specific about it, but let me just say that this kind of a health issue was one that I've had before. I've had to take a break or two before for it, but it's one of those things where I had to kind of rest a bit for that. And I had to rest from eating certain types of foods. I had to It was gastrointestinal issue, and I had to, stay off the wine, the alcohol. I had to stay off a lot of different things to kind of recover from some of that. And it kind of hit me a little bit suddenly. So I wasn't really expecting it, but it took me a while. I just had to kind of rest my system a little bit and took a break. I think that was compounded because during this time, also last month, July was a really, really weird month because I had a lot going on. We had a move. The company that I work for, you know, those of you who know, I work for MyTwoWayRadios.com, and we moved to a new office, the warehouse and our offices and everything like that. We moved to a new location, and that was took several weeks for that move, and we had to do some preparation for it, and then we had to actually make the move, and then once the move happened, then we had a lot of things that we had to set up. And, you know, I've got a new office. As a matter of fact, I share that office with my son, Tom Antio. We share that office now, and it allows us to actually work on projects together much more efficiently. And, you know, it's actually a nicer place, a really, really nice place. And because of that, once we made that move, there was a certain period where we had to unpack and everything, set things up and catch up from the time that we were making the move, you know, behind on a couple of things. We had to catch up on certain projects and things like that. And we're getting caught up now. But there's a lot of stress involved, a lot of things going on, that sort of thing. So when this physical issue that happened to me, my health issue happened, it happened right at the same time. So it was a lot to deal with. So that's because of that, I had to sort of, not do the stream for a few weeks. I had to just kind of lay low, so to speak, and kind of deal with all these other issues. So once that pass, and I think everything is kind of stabilized now somewhat, although tonight I had a little bit of a concern about that, and that's why we started late, because I had to make sure that I was good for doing it tonight. And that's why this is not going to be an overly long stream tonight, because I'm going to have to break a little early and get some rest. That's the other thing. The third thing is that the wine stream has been going for 2 hours or better, and it's really supposed to be a 90-minute stream or less, but it's been going on for about 2 hours every week, and that's been sort of a little bit draining for me. But overdoing a little bit in terms of the time spent, because when I'm done with the stream, that's not the end of my night. I do the stream, and then after the stream, it's downloading files, backing up stuff, going in and editing the podcast version, getting that ready, and doing a lot of post work on the show, both the video version and the podcast version, before I even go to bed. So sometimes it's 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning before I crawl into bed. That hasn't been very helpful for me. It has affected my health somewhat. So because of that, I need to cut these streams down a bit and not make them quite so long. Also, financially speaking, it costs a lot more to do that kind of a long stream. So I need to kind of watch my pennies a little bit these days and kind of keep them a little bit shorter. So we're going to do that for a little while. Also, I think I mentioned that I had a project, a show project. I had started a series called Drink with Rick Rewind, Drink with Rick Rewine on 100 TV. There was a new network that started on 100 TV back in May, and I had invested a lot of time and a lot of effort and a considerable amount of money putting that show together, and they didn't cancel my show. Actually, the show was doing quite well. The show was actually doing pretty well. A lot of the shows on that network were doing pretty well. It's just the network itself apparently wasn't getting up to speed as fast as I guess the organizers would have liked. So that's what they did, was they decided to stop down 100 TV. So they didn't cancel the show. They canceled that network. All the shows are fine, which is it's kind of a mixed blessing, I guess. It's, on the one hand, I was really, really disappointed because I was just getting into my groove on doing that series. On the other hand, though, it was very, very time-consuming. It cost some money, and it was wearing on me because I was having to do this show each Saturday night and doing episodes for another half hour show, which involved a lot of production, plus my day job, which I do a lot of this sort of thing on my day job. So it was I was spending a lot of time, in the editing room and doing production work and post and things like that, it was just kind of wearing me down a little bit. So I guess in a way it's probably for the best. So I can concentrate more on this. And that was one of the reasons why, and I had mentioned the confession. I had confessed about the confession, that the film that I wanted to show, that I'm showing tonight, that I wanted to show some time back. But I couldn't get around to doing it because the Drink with Rick Rewind was taking up so much of my time, my free time, and doing production and post-production work on it, that I couldn't get to doing the post work on the film. So that's what happened there. Anyway. Since all this happened, and because I had some downtime from not doing this show for a few weeks, I actually did get a couple of things done. One of those things was the confession. I did get the film done, such as it is. The other thing is I wrote a book. And I'll tell you all about that in just a few minutes. Anyway, so let me get back to the chest for just a minute, and we'll toast some national days. How about that? Time to toast the national days. Everybody ready for toasting the national days? I think it's time to do that. So let's get the toasting done. Let me take off my hat here. Here we go. Get the toasting done. The toasting screen up. There we go. And let's toast some national days. All right. Well, today is August 5th. 2023, and that's for another 50 minutes. We did start late. Another 50 minutes. August 5th. Well, today is Mead Day. Yes, the first Saturday in August is Mead Day. Mead, as in the drink mead. We have reviewed mead on the show before. I've had mead on the show before, and I like mead. I do like it a lot. Now, what is mead? If you're not familiar with mead is, you don't really call it honey wine, but it's an alcoholic beverage made from honey. You could call it honey wine, but wine, the term wine is really reserved for grapes. So it's a little bit of a misnomer, but mead is made of fermented honey. Instead of using grapes, fermenting grapes and making a drink out of that, honey is used. Very good. It's healthy for you, from what I understand. And I had purchased some mead, and I had one. the reason I don't have any tonight, we could have reviewed it tonight, but the reason we don't is because I drank my last can of meat that I had on hand a few days ago, so I don't have any more. And I did not get to the store to buy. Well, actually, I did go to the store, but I had forgotten it was going to be mead day, so I didn't buy any. Bought some other stuff, but I didn't buy the mead. So I don't have any mead tonight. But I do have a beer, and we're going to try that out here shortly. So here's to mead day. I love mead. It's really good stuff. It's gluten-free, too. Here's to mead day. Even though I'm toasting it, I'm not toasting with mead. I'm toasting with Pontificus GSM wine. August 5th is also International Blues Music Day. That's also the first Saturday in August. International Blues Music Day. I like blues, R&B. I like, I do listen to a lot of blues and jazz musicians. In fact, I really like some of the classic jazz artists from back in the day, you know, in the 40s and the 50s and that sort of thing. And I really do enjoy it. I do listen to some blues. Here's International Blues Music Day. I will drink to that. I'm drinking just little sips, and I'm trying to pace myself here. It's also National Play Outside Day. The first Saturday of every month is National Play Outside Day, but we knew that already because we do toast it every month, the first Saturday of every month. It's also National Mustard Day. Yes, it is National Mustard Day. I don't have any mustard. I could have brought some mustard up here, but I don't have any. But here's the National Mustard Day. I like mustard. I like them on my hot dogs. And on some other food. Sometimes I dip some chicken nuggets or something in the mustard. A few other items sometimes. It's also National Work Like a Dog Day. Yes, August 5th is National Work Like a Dog Day. And you know what? I sometimes I work like a dog too. Well, you know, how does a dog work? I've seen sheepdogs in action. They work very hard. Work like a dog day. Here's National Work Like a Dog Day. I'll drink to that. It's also National VFR Day. For Saturday in August, National VFR Day. If you're not familiar with what VFR Day is, that's a day for veterans and first responders. That's what it stands for, Veterans and First Responders Day. By the way, all these days, did I not mention this already? In case I didn't, all of these days come courtesy of nationaldaycalendar.com. Nationaldaycalendar.com is Marlo Anderson's website. He is the CEO and the curator of these national days. So, Marlo, thank you very much. And here's to National VFR Day. I hope everyone's toasting with me. Okay, it's also National Disc Golf Day. You familiar with disc golf? You ever played disc golf? I haven't really played disc golf, although I have tossed the disc around from time to time when I was younger. I used to enjoy doing that. Never really played disc golf, but I would like to try it out. It could be fun, a lot of fun. If you're not familiar with what disc golf is, it's pretty much what the name implies. It's like a version of golf, but instead of golf balls, you're playing with discs, flying discs, as in, I don't want to necessarily just say Frisbee, because Frisbee is a trademarked name, that's a registered trademark, but Frisbees, basically. Discs, flying discs, for the brands that are not Frisbee brand, they are flying discs. You're going to toss the disc around. And the way you play disc golf is there are a lot of similarities to golf in the sense that what you do is you kind of have, instead of an actual tee, you have kind of like a tee pad, kind of like a pad where you start off from to toss it. And it's just like a small rectangular area, and you basically you know, instead of having the ball and the clubs and that sort of thing, you just have your disc or your frisbee, so to speak, and you start from the tee pad, and then you you toss it, and then where it lands, you know, after you do the throw, then you go down the fairway to where you where it landed, and you pick it up, and then you throw it again, right from where it landed, and then you keep doing that until you get the disc to land in the final target, whatever the target is. So you have to get the disc into the target area, and it's usually and then of course if you can get it into that target area, then you score. So that's basically how it goes, and this has been going on since the late 60s, I believe, and it has become, since then, it's become a very, very big sport. A lot of people, there are tournaments, all kinds of tournaments. I think there's an International Olympic Committee the International Olympic Committee, I haven't had that much of it, the wine that is. In 2015, the International Olympic Committee recognized it completely and made it a global sport. So I think that's pretty cool, and it's good for you, from what I understand. It's a good cardiovascular workout. It's really really good for you to practice. So maybe I should get out there and play some disc golf. We have one somewhere. We have a frisbee or a couple of discs out there. Should probably do that this weekend, rather than taking a nap, which is something else I look forward to on the weekends. Let's see, nap time or disc golf? Maybe I have time for both. All right, here's to National Disc Golf Day. I'll drink to that. It's also International Traffic Light Day. International Traffic Light Day. We do need traffic lights. A lot of people run them. I saw someone run a red light the other day, right in front of us, ran the red light. I kind of figured they were going to do that, and they did. Not a good thing to do, because it's a great way to have or cause an accident. So we need the traffic lights, right? Here's International Traffic Light Day. It's also National Jamaican Patty Day. You familiar with Jamaican patties? Jamaican patties, if you don't know what that is, they're like, you know, they're little patties filled with stuffed with stuff. You know, usually beef, you know, ground beef, and sometimes they put seafood, chicken, you know, sometimes they put veggies in there. And it's, you know, it's like a half moon shaped little, you know, almost kind of like a, I guess you could say in some ways it's sort of like a ravioli, bigger, but it's I mean, it's not pasta, it's more like a big, you know, like a crusty, flaky crust kind of thing. But it's National Jamaican Patty Day. I'll drink to that. Sure, why not? I think they're usually fairly spicy. I got to stay off a lot of the spicy stuff, but what else we got here? First of all, it's Sandcastle Day. First Saturday in August is Sandcastle Day. I'm building sandcastles. You've seen these people making sandcastles out there, doing the sand sculptures and stuff, really fancy stuff. When I was a kid, the extent of my sandcastle making was the old traditional, you know, get a plastic bucket and a shovel and fill it with sand and turn it upside down and do that. That was the extent of my talents for making sandcastles. But I have seen some pretty fancy sandcastles and pretty amazing work, what some people can do with sand sculpture. Here's the Sandcastle Day. Why not? It's the first Saturday in August, by the way. Drink to that. I just did. It's also National Sunflower Day, and that's why we have this. That was the significance of my wife's cheese little presentation tonight. It's a sunflower with a bee. Bee and a sunflower. And this was to toast National Sunflower Day. It's in honor of National Sunflower Day. So pretty cool stuff. And in honor of National Sunflower Day, I will drink to that. And in addition to that, I want to give my lovely wife, Chi, a very nice round of applause for the sunflower. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that a beautiful sunflower? She made it. I'm not sure exactly how she made it. I think that's an orange rind there in the middle. I'm not sure what's or around that, the edge of the sunflower. I'm not sure what everything else is made of. But it's really nice, though. I really, really like that. Good job, Chi. I should give you another round of applause, too, just because. It's much, much appreciated. So here's to National Sunflower Day. I'll drink to that. We have a couple more days to toast today. National Oyster Day. You like oysters? I'm not an oyster person. I don't like to eat slimy stuff. I'm sorry. The closest thing I get to that is like Jell-O or pudding or something. But no oysters. I draw the line with oysters. Sorry. Some people love them. It's not for me. You can toast it if you want. I think I'll skip that one. You can toast it. I've got one more national day today, and that is National Underwear Day. August 5th is National Underwear Day. Now, am I wearing underwear? Yes, I'm wearing underwear. Okay? Yeah.
Great.
I had to admit that. Yes, I am wearing underwear. There you go. TMI, there you go. I'll drink to that. National Underwear Day. It's also... what is it, the other day? Oh, yes. Okay, so yesterday was National Beer... I was saving this for last. Yesterday was National Beer Day. Today... Where's my... Here it is. Today is... National Hangover Day. That's today. National Hangover Day. Yes, today is National Hangover Day. I don't want to toast National Hangover Day because if there's something that I don't like... Now, I'll toast National Beer Day. We'll toast it with a beer here in a few moments. But if there's one thing that I really don't look forward to is the hangover. I try to avoid that whenever possible. You know, that's one thing that'll help you avoid a hangover is to drink plenty of water in between each glass. I'm going to do that now, as a matter of fact. No hangovers for me. I will toast with the water. National Hangover Day. I will drink water to that. All right. And the last one. Was that the last one? I think we covered them all, right? I think we covered all of the national days. I think we did. Okay. Those are the national days. Well, we have some for Sunday. If anybody wants to all right, let's toast once for Sunday. He's only got a couple of minutes. Why not? All right, Sunday, which will be today in about 34 minutes. National Friendship Day. First Sunday in August is National Friendship Day. I value my friends, and friendship is a great thing to have, so I will drink to that. And you in the chats, and you watching... To my friends watching me on Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream and participating and toasting with me and drinking with me and whatever. Dozing off while watching me. I don't know. Here's to National Friendship Day. I'll drink to that. It's also National Root Beer Float Day. Now, I could have made a root beer float tonight. I have done the float thing before. We have made a float here. Some of them were, we've done a couple of times, and at least one of them was alcoholic. So I didn't do it tonight. It was a little bit too messy and too much going on. And I wasn't really up to it, to be honest. Here's the National Root Beer Float Day. I will drink to that. It's also National Wiggle Your Toes Day. Everybody, wiggle your toes. Wiggle your toes. In fact, let's see if I've got some Wiggle Your Toes music. I don't really have any Wiggle Your Toes music. I don't. I've got this. That's not Wiggle Your Toes music. Here's the National Wiggle Your Toes Day. It's also National Fresh Breath Day. Let me tell you something about fresh breath. When you have a half a bottle of wine like this, you don't get fresh breath. Here's a National Fresh Breath Day, something I aspire to have. But I can tell you for a fact that I don't have it right now. So there you go. yeah. So. Right. Let me refill this glass. But I would very much like to have fresh breath. So here's an actual fresh breath day. And I'll drink to that again. All right. Okay, that's enough. Okay. It's also American Family Day. Today is American Family Day. I will drink to that. And there is one special toast that I want to make tonight for Sunday. Even though neither one of my sisters are in the chat tonight, I'm not sure if they're going to watch it now or later or at all. It's okay. But I value my sisters. My sisters mean a lot to me. And for that reason, that's why I want to right now make a toast to National Sisters Day, because Sunday in 30 minutes, it's going to be National Sisters Day. Please remember your sisters. I remember mine, and I love and value my sisters and the relationship that I have with my sisters. And I want to say to both of my sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. And you mean more to me than you know. And I think my sisters are the best. Here's to National Sisters Day. I will drink to that. And also, sisters-in-law. I have a sister-in-law who is one of my wife's sisters, who is a very special person, and she's a very, very sweet lady, a heart of gold, and really, really just a nice person, all very generous, very kind. And she is someone who puts others ahead of herself. Very admirable traits. And to you, Benny, if you're watching now or later, or not at all, I don't know, doesn't matter. I want to say that I love you and I appreciate you. And I'm glad you're my sister-in-law. Thank you. You are a sister to me. I think that does it for the national days, right? I miss the I was doing the toast, but we're gonna done with the toast now. Okay. Anybody have anything else you want to toast? A birthday, a holiday, a national day that I missed, an anniversary, anything like that? Anything coming up? Just feel free to drop it in the chat or email me at rick@savoyamedia.com. rick@savoyamedia.com. And I'll make sure I'll get that in there in the next show, if not tonight. Okay, so what do we have here going on now? Well, we're going now. I've got a beer. We're going to do a beer tasting. And there's a reason we're going to do a beer tasting, because it leads into my new book. Not to spill the beans right away. Let me check the chats one more time. It is so quiet in the chat today. That's what happens when you leave the show for 3 or 4 weeks like I did. Oh, yes, it is my fault, and I apologize for that. It is totally my fault, even though it was a health issue. A couple of things just came up. I just couldn't I couldn't do the show for several weeks. I couldn't do it. But I'm doing it tonight. Almost thought I wasn't going to be able to do it tonight, but I'm doing it. So let's get into the next item, which is a beer tasting. And, of course, to do that, I'm bringing back up the official Drink with Rick ice bucket. Okay, it's right here. And we're going to bring out this beer. This is a lager. We're going to review this. It's called... The official Drink with Rick ice bucket collided with the official Drink with Rick coffee maker, which we're actually not using tonight. All right, so I've got this lager. It's called Rewind. Let me show you a photo of that. This is called Rewind Lager. This is made by Birdsong Brewing Company. Now, let me tell you something about Birdsong Brewing Company. Birdsong Brewing Company is a local brewery in Charlotte, North Carolina, where I live, in Charlotte, North Carolina. And here's, let me show you there's a backside of this, or a side to it, I guess you could say. Let me pull that up. There we go. Rewind Lager. I'm going to read this because I can. Inspired by traditional Czech pilsners and laid-back afternoons, Rewind is a deliciously well-balanced brew that's clean, crisp, and nothing short of refreshing. Cassette tapes and vinyl might be old school, but classic never goes out of style. It says to keep cold and drink fresh, which is exactly what I'm doing here. 1 pint. This is a pint of beer. It is 4% alcohol by volume from Birdsong Brewing Company. And this is based in Charlotte, North Carolina. So that's what we have going on there. Now, to hold the beer, I have, of course, a beer mug. Not so much the official drink. I need to get an official Drink with Rick beer mug, but this will do. It's hold it, and of course, you know, traditional. Yes, it's a can. Oh boy, all over my notes too. Well, all right. Let's pour a little bit of this beer in here. Get a nice little head going. All right, there we go. There's a beer. A little bit more in there. There we go. All right. So we've got this beer. Looks like a nice beer. Nice clear complexion. Kind of a light color. Let me consult with my book. Because you see, I've just published it. The official Drink with Rick, Beer Tasting Notebook. Now, as you may know, we have the official Drink with Rick Wine Tasting Notebook, which has been out for a couple of years now. This is the latest. This is my latest book, the official Drink with Rick Beer Tasting Notebook. And with the official Drink with Rick Beer Tasting Notebook, you can log your tasting notes for all your favorite beers. And if you find new beers you want to review, you can do that. There are 50 pages in here, one for every episode of the Wine Stream every year, because we generally do, or we have been doing 50 episodes a year. That's going to change a little bit, actually, by the way. But I'm not going to go into that tonight. But it's great for logging your beer adventures, your beer tasting adventures. And it sells for $8.99 on Amazon.com. It is available now on Amazon.com for $8.99. However, somebody get in the chat tonight. I really would like to give one of these away. I've already given a few of these away to friends and family members, but I would like to give one away to you if you are in the chat. Just say hi. Just get in the chat and say hi, and I'll send you one of these for free. So looking at the consulting with my trusty Drink with Rick beer tasting notebook, let's look at the color. We've got a choice of pale, yellow, gold, amber, brown, ruby, and black. Yes, there are such things as black beers and brown beers, because some of those are some of my favorite beers. You know, those are beers that I favor a lot, the brown and the black beers. This one, it says pale. I don't know if I would say it's yellow or pale. It's somewhere in between yellow and pale. Maybe I would say this is probably pale, because you got yellow and then you have gold. I think this is really more pale. So I would circle pale on this one. You could circle it right there. I could circle, let me show it to you. You could circle pale. And IPAs, a lot of IPAs you would circle pale, because they're, you know, India Pale Ale. Although some of those get to be yellow and gold too. But let's see. Let's give it a taste and see what this smells like and tastes like. Very interesting flavor to smell. I'm smelling flavors now. I haven't had that much to drink, so it's let's get to the beer. A few hops in there. Not really super hoppy or anything like that, but a few hops. It is a fairly smooth beer. Let me consult with my beer tasting notebook. The taste: bitter, buttery, caramel, citrus, cocoa, coffee, earthy, floral, fruit, herbal, malt, nutty, roast, smoke, sour, spiced, tart, toffee. Let me see. Nah, it doesn't taste like toffee. It's not buttery. I would say it's a little bit, I wouldn't say it's real citrusy. More, a little bit on the tart side. A little bit on the tart side. But it's kind of light on all of those. Not medium or intense. It's kind of light on all of them. I would say fairly light beer. And maybe just a slight bit of nuttiness. Not a whole lot. Just a slight bit. But of course, I've had the wine and I didn't clear the palate first, so I could be completely wrong on that. Fairly crisp, and it is a fairly dry. It is a fairly dry beer. There are sweet beers out there. This one's a fairly dry beer. And there are some hops in there. I'd put the hops from range of none, low, two, three, four, or high. I would put this probably about a two. Probably about a two as far as the hops are concerned. So it's not a bad beer. It's easy to drink. But it is a fairly, it is a very light beer. Not heavy at all. It's, I mean, as you can tell, I've already had quite a bit of it. Not bad, and it's a pint. I do not recall exactly what I paid for this, but I believe I picked this up at Total Wine, I believe, and I think they had it for $10.99 for a four-pack. I only bought a single to try it out. I just want to try it out, so I bought a single of this. And I think I paid like $2.49 or something for that pint. So not a bad beer. I wouldn't say that it is my go-to beer. It's not my first choice for a beer because the reason is I like a good lager, but I really prefer more of the like the box and you know the dark beers and things like that. And so it's okay. I mean, it's all right. I would drink it again if it was handed to me. I think I would prefer, once again, I kind of prefer the dark beers and, as opposed to the lighter beers like this. But, it's not bad. Oh, we have a spammer in the chat. Look at that. If everybody joining me in the chat tonight, it would have to be a spammer. All right. Let me report him for just a minute. Spammers. Let me report the spammers. I'm not going to bother with this guy. All right. So anyway, that is the beer review. Pretty simple. I like it. It's fairly light. It's not a bad beer at all. It goes down pretty easy. Slight hint of nuttiness, not bad. A little bit hoppy, not a whole lot, not super hoppy. It's okay, easy drinking. And this goes pretty good with beer nuts, with some chips and things like that, the traditional beer snack fare. Not bad at all. Pretty easy drinking. Pretty good. One of the things that drew me to this, and once again, I'm going to show you the photo. One of the things, that's the backside. One of the things that drew me to this was the concept of Rewind. You see that cassette tape there with a pencil stuck through it? That's a common. Now, if you were born, if you were born between the years 1970 and 1990, you would understand that pencil in the cassette reel very, very well. For those who were children of the late 90s and 2000s and beyond, cassettes might actually be a foreign thing to you, actually, pretty much. Although they are coming back. They're coming back in vogue now. There's a big resurgence in vinyl, cassettes, even reel-to-reel tape. Not 8-track yet. The day I see 8-tracks reemerging as a thing, I think we've kind of overdone all of that. But, and I had an 8-track tape player. When I was a kid, our family had an 8-track tape player. So I know 8-tracks well. I've actually had to repair a couple of 8-track tapes in my day when I was younger. Had to splice them back together and things. But cassettes, too. And reel-to-reel. But cassettes, yes, I can recall many occasions when I had to use the pencil in the spool, you know, in the take up spool or in the manually rewinding them, manually moving them forward to get to a certain spot, or if I had to fix a broken tape and having to splice back together, or if something got jammed up into the mechanics of the tape machine, having to pull it out and fix it, and then use the pencil to rewind the tape with. So it's well known, and that's what drew me to this. Actually, I thought, oh wow, that's a throwback to my day. I remember those days very well. In fact, I still have quite a few cassette tapes, and if my good friend Ed was in the chat, he could attest to that because we've recorded a few tapes together on cassette tapes, radio shows, and things like that. So anyway, how do I get rid of this spammer? There's a spammer there. How do I get rid of this guy? All right, whatever. I'll deal with him later. not important. Okay, so where was I? So the beer's okay. Beer is okay. Not fantastic, not my first choice for the beer, but it's okay. That's my review on the beer. So, okay, so we have one more thing to do, right? Yes, we do. And what it is, I'm going to show a film tonight. This film is called The Confession. Yes, I have a confession to make. I made this film. This film, let me set this up for you. This film, The Confession, was made back in the 1990s. And at that time, I was a member of a local film club in Orlando, Florida, called the Association of Cinematic and Video Arts. And we would have our club meetings in various places, and we'd do film projects and things like that. And at one point, around 1992 or 93, we did a film project together as a club, more or less, that I directed. I shot it and I directed it. And it was done in the local library. It was just a fun little film project, just something to do. You know, it wasn't there was no budget, there was no anything else. We just had an idea, and we thought, okay, let's make this little film as a club. So the members got together, and a few of us did this on an evening, and we shot it in one evening at the local library. I think it was in the Maitland. I want to say it was in the Maitland. No, Edgewater. Maybe it was Edgewater Public Library. No, excuse me. I'm sorry. I think it was at the library at the Edgewater High School, I think is what it was. I don't remember exactly, but I think it was the library at the Edgewater High School. That's where it was in Orlando. So I think that's where it was. It's kind of fuzzy back then. It was 30 years ago. Actually, almost exactly 30 years ago, because the film was made around 1992, 93 is what the film's dated in the credits. And that was 30 years ago. The film, I carried it with me for many, many years, and it didn't fare well. First of all, it was a little underexposed when we shot it because we had limited equipment in the library. It was a fairly large place. But the film had not really aged too well over time because I carried it around with me in various places and been stored in various locations. So when I finally got it transferred, it needed some work. And a lot of my transfers are being done. All my transfers now are being done by Nicholas Coyle .com, who I highly recommend. Does a fantastic job in transferring film and doing color corrections and doing restorations. But this film was kind of not in great shape when Nicholas got it. So after it was sent back to me, I still had to do some additional things to it, particularly to the audio and to the video, to the picture, to get it up to snuff. So it's not really great. So I'm going to say some parts of it are kind of grainy. I had to really push the exposure on it quite a bit, sometimes a little bit overexposed a little bit to get it to look fairly decent. At least you could tell what's going on. But the concept of this is what I think the content is what's interesting. So I'm going to show this to you tonight here. And let's see who's in the chat here. Anybody in the chat? Oh, this is so sad, isn't it? Watch now or later, not at all. It's okay. All right, so I'm going to show this film to you. You've never seen it before. Chi, you've never seen it before. If you haven't fallen asleep yet, you think you'll enjoy it. But this is a film called The Confession. So I'm going to show it right now. And for those of you listening on the podcast, you're not going to be able to see this. So you can watch it later on my YouTube channel, Drink with Rick, and at drinkwithrick.com and possibly swaymedia.com. You can watch it there. I'll probably post it at that point. And that was The Confession. So any comments on that, just leave them for me. And you can leave them for me at rick@savoymedia.com. No comments, I would certainly understand. it was just something fun we did for an evening. And actually, we shot the whole thing in one evening. It was not a really super big production or anything like that. It was just something we came up with, this idea, and we said, hey, it could be fun to shoot it as a club. And we just got together and did it in the evening, and there we go. So that was really all there was to it. All right, so I guess that will do it for the show tonight. I want to give a final review of the wine. What we were drinking is here the Pontificus. Pontificus is a GSM. This is a 2020. GSM stands for Grenache, Syrah, and Mourvèdre. This is actually 45% Grenache, 35% Syrah, and 20% Mourvèdre. There you go. And this combination was very interesting. It produced a very, very smooth wine. I think well developed. It was. I'm impressed. This actually turned out to be a very, very good wine. $6.99 a bottle. Some blackberry, some cherry in it, some herbs, some. I think a few spices in it, a little bit oaky, a little hint of tobacco in there. But overall, I'm really impressed because this wine doesn't taste like a $7 bottle of wine, $6.99 or $7. This tasted more like a $30 bottle of wine, whatever that tastes like. It tasted like a more expensive, refined wine. It did. It tasted like a finer wine. I was surprised. I wasn't sure what to expect, but I was surprised. Now, I did mention at the beginning of the show why I chose to try this wine out tonight, Pontificus. The reason is because it seemed to have kind of a Roman. I don't want to say Catholic, but a Roman feel to it. Even though it's a French wine, Pontificus, it sounded more Roman to me. That's just me. But I was thinking, you know, the confession, the guy in the confession, he a priest giving a pretty much forgiving the sin of a person in the library, just walked into him and said, hey, please, I've sinned and forgive me and for a heinous deed that was done. And he had to carry that with him. Not only did he have to carry that with him, he literally had to carry that with him because he ate the note that she wrote the confession on. Although that didn't seem to do any good because she was doing it with a marker, and of course it bled into the table. And that was the joke of the whole film. Spoiler alert for those who haven't seen it yet, but you still want to see it. It's fun. Anyway, so I was thinking, well, okay, a priest. Okay, this sounds like something. Does this sound like something that, you know, that, I don't know, pontificus? And it has a kind of, I don't know, kind of vibe to it. I don't know. I just made that connection myself. So I thought, okay, this seems like an appropriate wine to show for this particular film. So I thought I'd do that. Anyway, that's what that was all about. All right, so my final review of the wine. I like the wine, and I think it's very good. And it doesn't taste like a $7 bottle of wine, but I'd say it's worth it. $20 to $30 bottle of wine. It has that kind of taste to it. $7. Pretty decent deal. I would say buy a couple of bottles and then serve it at your next get-together, and probably no one will know the difference. They'll be impressed, like, wow, this is a nice wine. You must have paid a pretty penny for it. And you can say, well, I paid a few pennies. They weren't too pretty, but... okay, enough of the jokes. All right, so that's my final review of the wine. Anyway, I think that'll do it for tonight. I want to thank everybody for joining me here, whether you were joining in the chats or not, mostly not. It's okay. Self-deprecating humor is my thing. Although there was the occasional spammer in the chat. Oh, goodness. That's what this has come down to, huh? Spamming the chats. Well, so anyway, I want to thank those of you who are not spammers for joining me here on the show. Thank you for watching. I do appreciate it. I do appreciate each and every one of you. Now, there is one more celebrity I want to bring out, as I always do, and he's coming right now, and this is, where is he? Oh, he's right here. He's been waiting here all the time. It is, of course, Roadkill Bill. Roadkill Bill has a very important message for all of us, and that message is, please do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling, wherever it is. Drink there. If you have to go somewhere, call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a cab, call a friend you trust, a friend who's not been drinking, a friend who can take the keys and knows how to drive and has a valid driver's license and won't be texting on the road, by the way, while he or she is driving you home. I got to get that in. Don't drink and drive, please. Don't text and drive either, because that's also very important. That's also very, very dangerous. Because I care about each and every one of you. That's why I say this every week. Right, Bill? Yeah. I want you to have a great week. But most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can join me here again next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. And we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.